Thanks, David. So I'll be talking to you today on the development of molecular Tecmin-based real-time multiplex PCR to detect T. paladin subspecies, as well as the application of some molecular methods that we use to detect antimicrobial resistance markers such as azithromycin, and to characterize those T. paladin strains by typing.
Excuse me, we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'll speak louder. Try. Better? So these are the acronyms I'll be using throughout my talk. So some of the organisms are pretty straightforward. However, some of the lab terminologies that you might not be too familiar with, such as the IFLP or the HRM, high resolution melt, in case, and AST is the antimicrobial susceptibility testing. So since I'm the first speaker, I took the liberty to introduce AMD, as well as briefly I will touch the current molecular diagnostic technology for detection technology for SDI. So AMD, advanced molecular detection, is a hot commodity at the moment, and we're getting more and more popular down the road. So basically combines EPI with two powerful technologies, that is the whole genome sequencing or next generation sequencing and bioinformatics. And their focus, the focus is on the complete genetic makeup of the pathogens. So I'm sure you're going to hear more from one of the speakers here today, Dr. Grant, about AMD. On the other hand, all the molecular diagnostics currently that we're focused on are only targeting a limited number of genomic loci to identify the etiology, for example, such as T. paladin herpes in among genital ulcer diseases, CTGC among discharge organisms or urethritis organisms, and to detect antimicrobial resistant markers. And these are examples here. For example, the MGM, the Neisseria, and T. paladin for microarray resistance, as well as using PCR and sequencing for molecular typing. So NETs are still pretty much the gold standard for the diagnosis of STIs currently. And these are the detection technologies that are currently using for such as the discharge organisms, you know, such as TMA, SDA, and real-time PCR, as well as regular PCR. So there's no FDA clear diagnostic test for MGAM at the moment. And some of these tests are FDA cleared. And similarly for genital ulcer disease detection, there are real-time PCR for herpes 1 and 2, which is actually only herpes that has been cleared by FDA testing. There's no FDA clear NETs for T. paladin and H. decre. You can also detect using different technology for herpes 1 and 2 using isothermal amplification plus lateral flow detection. So another trend is obviously using multiplexing for detection of a panel of SD organisms or the SDI profiling. So it is obviously using multiplexing combined with either MELT profiles or using chip-based or bead-based detection by hybridization. And obviously they're detecting a lot of organisms, but however, some of the organisms, the definitive role in association with STI has not been established. And molecular techniques that can be used to detect antimicrobial resistant markers are obviously traditional ways to perform PCR and sequencing or parasequencing, such as for clonal resistance, for microarray resistance in T. paladin, or for clonal resistance in Neisseria and M. genitalium. You can always use real-time PCR to detect SNP. The example is using the T. paladin for azithromycin resistance. The MJ Italian, their publication on PCR combined with high resolution melt. With this technique, you can actually differentiate SNP at the same position. And of course, multiplexing is another approach by combining with Luminex detection. As to trick herpes or even the GC cephalosporin resistance are much more complex to be detected with a single technique. So I'm switching back to the topics of my talk is to use to the use of tegmine-based real-time multiplex PCR for molecular differentiation of T. pallidum subspecies, and the causative agent of these, and they are the causative agent for venereal syphilis, YARS, and Beiju. And using samples from Vanuatu from the South Pacific as an example, to by applying the molecular diagnostic that we have used for syphilis diagnosis into to verify YARS infection to detect macrolide resistant markers in patenial strains, which is the causative agent for YARS, and to molecular type those T. pallidum subspecies patenial strains. Okay. So the background, these three T. pallidum subspecies are closely related, so the homology is strikingly high, and you cannot differentiate among them using morphology such as dark field or syphilis zoology or even existing diagnostic PCR tests. However, there are genetic unique genetic signatures that you can use to actually differentiate those subspecies by PCR or sequencing or even RFLP analysis. However, these techniques can be laborious, can be time-consuming, and not for screening purpose. And at the same time, while we were looking into development of such a molecular assay, we were asked by the WHO to support their WHO the YARS eradication campaign to measure the burden of YARS using the molecular techniques prior to initiation of MDA using oral azithro. So just a little background on YARS, which is neglected tropical diseases caused by T. patenui. It's spread from person to person by direct skin contact, usually affect children below 15 years old, and in low socioeconomic and poor hygiene conditions. And the picture shows some of the clinical symptoms, including skin lesions. And this is the distribution of YARS worldwide, published by WHO in 2012. The red colors indicate countries that have high burden of YARS. And this is Vanuatu in the South Pacific, where we obtain PCR samples for PCR testing. So one of the objectives is to develop a real-time-based PCR multiplex assay so we can simultaneously differentiate all three T. pallidum subspecies. And we confirm the performance of the real-time PCR assay by PCR and DNA sequencing of the intergenic region 19 and some of the specific region of TPR gene using a collection of lab strains. We then apply this real-time multiplex PCR for samples collected from skin ulcerations of clinically presumptive YARS cases among children on Tana Island in Vanuatu. And then those tested positive for T. patenui was further screened for the point mutations that are associated with 23S ribosome RNA gene. And lastly, they will perform the molecular typing on those T. patenui strains using the syphilis typing method. And the design of the multiplex PCRs was the PCR target were based on the TP85A gene and two areas of TPI. TP858 is a hypothetical pruning gene, and perform the testing using Rotagen Q real-time PCR assay. The analytical sensitivity of the assay was determined using 10-fold serial dilutions of the potentially genomic DNA, and the specificity was evaluated using strands of T. pallidum as well as potentially and T. endemica. And we have also used a panel of non-pathogenic triponemas such as T. denticola perfringens, and some genital tract organisms for specificity cross-checking. And the sample for PCR were collected from 155 children on Tana Island, Vanuatu. And I mentioned the other three already. Okay, so this slide shows how we confirm the subspecies by PCR and sequencing of IGR19 and TPRI. By sequencing the IGR19, we can differentiate venereal syphilis, T. pallidum, for example, nickel strands here, from the other two endemic trypanematosis. And by doing the PCR and sequencing of TPRI, you can further differentiate the endemic T. endemicum from the other two subspecies. So this is our initial flow of differentiation among all three subspecies. So it's pretty time-consuming and labor-intensive. However, with the development of a real-time-based multiplex PCR, we can now differentiate all three subspecies in a single test. So this is just an example of the real-time amplification curve that using different channels, you can detect different subspecies. And the limit of detection for this assay is 10 to 100 genomic copies per reaction. So subsequently, we also use the real-time PCR, multiplex PCR method to detect the point mutation that are associated with 23S ribosomal. There are only 23S ribosomal RNA gene that are associated with azithromycin or macrolide resistance. And this is again showing the representative amplification curve using real-time PCR. And you can differentiate these mutations all at the same time, or you can detect individual mutations at the same time. So the result from the multiplex PCR using Vanuatu samples, among 155 participants, there are 27 that we detected positive for T. pallidum. However, among all those 27 positive samples, we didn't detect any resistant markers to azithromycin. So that's good for the MDA using azithromycin. And obviously, this tool can also be applied to monitor post-MDA for post-MDA purposes using azithro. So after this, we tried to characterize those T. pallidum strains by performing molecular typing using surface methods. So I'm going to go over briefly the typing method that we use for syphilis. Basically, there are three components. The first one is to look at the number of 60 base pair repeat genes within the ARP gene. So for example here, and by running the capillary electrophoresis, you can determine the number of repeats. So for example here, this is number 2. You have a 2 repeat. And then the second component is to look at the RFLP profile of 3 TPR genes, which are EG and GA genes. So with the pattern, for example, here again, there's a pattern B. And lastly, you determine the poly G tandem repeat number based on within the PSA gene by sequencing. So another example here is the 11 repeat of genes. So you have a molecular subtype of 2B11. So from the 23 strains that we obtained from Vanuatu, we only found two types, subtypes. So basically, they're about 50% 5E11 and another 50% 5E12. However, if you look at the lab strain on this column, the lab strain are from different countries. From Indonesia, from Congo, from Ghana. So they actually have more diversity shown. So in summary, I guess the real-time multiplex PCR is a fast, highly sensitive and specific assay that can simultaneously detect and differentiate the three T-pattern subspecies, and obviously can replace the conventional PCR and RFLP for the same purpose. And the potential applications of real-time multiplex PCR is to differentiate or distinguish syphilis from endemic trichomoniasis in immigrants from yours and visual endemic areas, and it can also be used to distinguish the subspecies from other conditions with similar skin lesions caused by insect bites, viral infection, and other tropical ulcers. So the typing system for syphilis can be applied to yours as well, and this is probably the first typing study being done on yours. And the only two subtypes found in Vanuatu suggest the lack of interaction with outsiders in these remote island communities. So I would like to conclude my talk by comparing molecular diagnostic versus AMD. So AMD here, I guess I'm covering the whole genome sequencing and next generation sequencing. So I've mentioned that the molecular diagnostics are based on targeted genomic loci versus whole genome sequencing, obviously looking at the whole genome. And whole genome sequencing can provide more insights into biology, pathogenesis, virulence, and epi of the SDF pathogens. And personally, I think the molecular diagnostic can use clinical sample directly for detection versus whole genome sequencing usually will require to have highly purified DNA from culture. And I would think the molecular diagnostic has the advantage of detecting the disease faster than applying the whole genome sequencing. And of course, molecular diagnostics is suited better for screening than whole genome sequencing. However, the limitation of molecular diagnostic is you can only detect what is known. So any new mutations can be missed, or new combinational event can create false negative results. And I don't think both technology, even today, can replace culture and AST, not yet. And molecular diagnostic alone may not identify the spread of clonality versus whole genome sequencing. And the typing approaches that we're using right now might have a lower resolution than comparing to using whole genome sequencing. And again, detection of genetic changes may not always correlate with phenotypic changes. And while both technology are powerful, however, they can be expensive. So it can be cost prohibitive for resource-limited country settings. And there are more efforts are needed for integrating AMD into public health lab practice. However, I think AMD or whole genome sequencing can complement molecular testing or even rapid test development in providing additional potential targets for SDI pathogen and resistant markers detection. And by combining the AMD with molecular diagnostics, and hopefully we can more rapidly and accurately diagnose STI as well as other infectious diseases, and we can more effectively tackle endomicrobial resistance and better target interventions such as vaccine development, and more quickly control outbreaks and predict patterns of disease transmission in real time. So lastly, I would like to thank my workers, my colleagues at CDC, as well as collaborators at WHO and Vanuatu. And thank you for your attention.